Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, thanks for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Let's start off with a great talk about it question. This one reads, what would you do if you received a love letter?
If I received a love letter, well, it's been a while since I've received a love letter. And in the past, it's really depended on how I felt about the person who sent it.
Yeah, I think that is the only answer to this. Sometimes you might be happy, you might be grateful, or you might be, you feel a little awkward.
Yeah, for sure. Why are we talking about love letters, friends? Well, in our mystery article today, we are going to be talking about a situation where someone receives a love letter. Let's find out who and why in our article called The Locker Letters.
The Locker Letters, Objects of Confusion.
By Friday, love letters had taken over Owl City High School. Dozens of students found anonymous notes in their lockers. Some were shy confessions, and others were poetic expressions of hidden feelings. The writing was smooth, the compliments specific. People were flattered, and embarrassed, and curious.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先我们来看形容词 poetic, 其意思呢是有诗意的或是诗歌的。譬如 many books of the Bible contain poetic phrases that Americans still use today. 圣经中的许多书卷都还包含一些至今美国人仍在使用的诗意词句。与 poetic 源自相同字根的是名词 poem,是指一首诗，譬如 For any stage performance, her first choice is to recite classic poems. 对于任何舞台表演，她的首选就是朗读经典诗作。另一个相关的名词是 poetry, 意思也是诗或是诗歌，是不可数名词哦。譬如 Poetry can transform ordinary language into something beautiful to the ear.Much like instrumental music. 诗歌可以将普通的语言转化为悦耳动听的旋律，就像器乐曲一样。
Objects of confusion. That's how our article starts today. Something is a bit confusing, and our characters need to figure it out.
All right, objects of confusion.By Friday, love letters had taken over Owl City High School. Okay, we already start this article in the middle of a situation that is already taking place. And we see this phrase, taken over. Let's talk about it.
All right, if something has taken over a place, that place has become controlled or filled by that thing.
Let's use taken over in another sentence.Smartphones have taken over our lives.
Yeah, we could use this phrase to talk about so many things. Lately, in my neighborhood, it feels like birds have taken over.
Birds could take over. Insects could take over. Here in our lesson, love letters have taken over.
All right, we see dozens of students found anonymous notes in their lockers. Some were shy confessions.And others were poetic expressions of hidden feelings.
Okay, we have some interesting things to talk about in this sentence. First, we see that word confessions. A confession is admitting something that you did. And sometimes it's something that you did wrong, or sometimes it's confessing the way you feel.
For example, here's another sentence. He made several confessions to the police about the wrong things he did.
Sometimes people will confess their feelings in a love letter. So we see here that some of these were shy confessions, and others were poetic expressions of hidden feelings.
Well, the writing was smooth, we see. The compliments specific.
So these love letters contained something else other than confessions. They contained compliments. A compliment is something nice that you say about someone else.
For example, you might receive many compliments if you do a good job in your sports game. Now, these compliments were specific. They were about definitely things someone knew about these people.
Yeah, there are different types of compliments. A general compliment could just be something like, you look nice, or you did a good job. But complimenting something specific means it's something that happened with that person, or something very specific about that the way that person looks. So the point here is that these compliments were definitely for the people who received the letters.
For sure. People were flattered and embarrassed and curious.
Different people had different feelings when it came to all of these love letters. Some people felt flattered. If you feel flattered, it means that you feel pleased by nice comments.
For example, I might feel flattered if someone gives me praise and tells me that I did a good job.
Okay, so different people felt different ways about these love letters, and we see here that these notes were anonymous, friends. So what happened here? People came to school, they opened their lockers, that place where they keep their things between classes, and inside of these lockers were love letters. Nobody knew who sent them.
Yeah, but during this short period of time, there were lots of these. That's a strange thing.
It is definitely a strange thing, and I have a feeling some people are going to try to investigate. We're going to find out all about that in the next section, so let's get on with our next reading right now.
The Locker Letters.
It's a flood of feelings,
Dean said, watching three girls blush as they read their letters.
Too many notes. Too similar,
Ivy said, flipping through hers.
Same ink, same style, same silly poetry voice.
Dean raised an eyebrow.
What if someone's playing matchmaker?
What if someone's playing everyone?
Ivy answered. Dean studied one of the letters.
It's important that we figure out who's writing these letters. They sound emotional without being real.
Dean's eyes narrowed.
You know what? That chatbot the computer lab's testing, it's still open to students. You think...
Anna blushed when she received a Valentine card from the boy she admired. Anna 收到她喜欢的男生送的情人节卡片时脸红了。另一个与 blush 意思和发音相似的字是 flush， 它指的是经过激烈运动后，由于皮肤血管扩张而造成脸部泛红。譬如 ，The athlete's cheeks flushed red from their intense training on the field。运动员们在场上进行高强度训练，脸颊泛红。成语 blush with an emotion 意思是因为什么而脸红。譬如 ，Tim blushed with embarrassment after making a mistake in front of his professors。Tim 在教授面前出错后，因尴尬而脸红了。
Friends, this story is in our series of mystery stories. That means there are a couple of friends that are going to try and solve it. let's go meet up with Ivy and Dean.
Ivy and Dean, the two friends who go to this high school. Ivy is always looking for ways to investigate and solve mysteries or strange things that happen around the high school, and Dean is very tech savvy.
Yeah, he's good with computers, and that has come in handy. It's helped out in our past few months. Let's find out what's happening next.
All right, we jump right in with a conversation that Dean and Ivy are having. Dean says, it's a flood of feelings. If something is a flood of something, what does that mean?
It means there's a very large amount of it. Just like a regular flood is a large amount of water, a flood of something else is a lot of that thing.
I know that when I have posted certain things on social media, I might get a flood of messages. Flood of can be used for all different kinds of things. And here in our article, it's being used for feelings.
Yeah, Dean is describing the situation around the school. He's observing all the other students, especially as they receive these letters. He watched three girls blush as they read their letters.
These girls were probably blushing because they felt a little embarrassed or uncomfortable about what was written in those notes. I notice here that Dean used the word feelings. He's not saying if those feelings are good or bad. And we talked earlier about how different people felt different ways about these love letters.
Yeah. So what does Ivy say? She's describing these letters. She says there are too many notes, and they're a little too similar.
Yeah, everything seems the same, which is interesting because earlier we learned that these compliments in the love letters were very specific. So although the compliments were specific, all of the love notes felt the same.
Yeah, maybe the style or even the paper that they were put on looked quite similar, and Ivy knows this in part because she received one.
She certainly did. She says this as she is flipping through hers. When you flip through something, you are turning pages quickly. We could say this about a letter that has multiple pages, or we often say this when it comes to a book.
Here's another example sentence. When you're waiting at a doctor's office, you might flip through a magazine.
Now, what was so similar about all of these love letters? Well, Ivy says they have the same ink, the same style, and the same silly poetry voice. This word voice isn't talking about a voice that you hear. It's talking about a style that has been written.
Yeah, like what kinds of words they choose and how they choose to describe something. So we see here, Dean raised an eyebrow. He lifted it up. We often do that if we're confused by something.
Yeah, or very surprised, or maybe if we have an idea. He says, what if someone's playing matchmaker? Dean thinks all of these love letters might be coming from the same person.
It is definitely possible. What if someone's playing everyone? Ivy says. What does she mean by playing?
Okay, if you're playing people, it means that you're trying to trick them or trying to get them to do something without them knowing.
That is true. So Ivy answers this to Dean, and Dean studied one of the letters.
If you study something, here it doesn't mean that you're reviewing things you learned in class or preparing for a test. It means that you're looking at something carefully. Dean is studying the letter. He is looking at it very carefully.
And we're gonna look at that letter carefully, that word carefully, one more time. We could say she studied the map before leaving on her trip.
All right, so why is Dean doing this? Well, he says, it's important that we figure out who's writing these letters. They sound emotional without being real.
Okay, they sound emotional. There's a lot of emotional language, but if they're not real, it probably means the person writing it doesn't have those emotions.
He doesn't have those emotions or those feelings. He doesn't really think that way. And Dean's eyes narrowed. Dean has an idea.
Yeah, they came closer together. He is thinking, you know what? That chatbot the computer lab's testing, it's still open to students. you think?
A chatbot. Very interesting. Now, it sounds like this is still open to students. What we mean here is that this chatbot is available for use by the students. They are allowed access to it.
Yeah, a store might be open to customers. Or in this case, this is a piece of software. It's not closed off behind a password or anything necessarily, but it's open to be used by students.
Yeah, I do want to point out something here. We see computer labs testing. This apostrophe S here on the end of computer lab isn't possessive. This is just standing in for the word is. So you could say this, that the computer lab is testing this software.
That's a good point. So they're trying to figure out how to use this chatbot. Maybe it's a research project or something like that. And Dean wonders if someone used it to write some letters.
A student might have had access to it and used the chatbot to write love letters to many people in the school. Is this true? We're going to find out soon, but right now it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To play matchmaker. At a party, I once met two people with the same hobbies. Both of them loved hiking, both loved dogs, and both were standing awkwardly near the snacks. So I introduced them and started a conversation. Just like that, I was playing matchmaker. The phrase play matchmaker means to help two people meet, usually because you think they might like each other. It's often about romance, but it can also be about friendship. For example, Jake tried to play matchmaker between his two friends. Or she played matchmaker and introduced them at dinner. Now let's look at a few other useful play phrases. Play a role means to have a part or purpose in something. For example, exercise plays an important role in staying healthy. Play along means to pretend or cooperate in a situation. For example, he didn't believe the joke, but he played along. Play it safe means to avoid risk. For example, she played it safe and chose the easier option. And play by ear means to decide what to do as you go without a plan. For example, we don't have a schedule, so we'll play it by ear. So whether you're helping love happen or just going with the flow, playing shows up in all kinds of situations. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Locker Letters.
10 minutes later, he and Ivy were in the computer lab digging through the chatbot's log data, and sure enough, they struck gold. Dozens of prompts had been fed into the system, each tied to the same login name, with timestamps lined up perfectly with the letters.
Speech therapy interns are trained to use carefully timed prompts to encourage their clients' verbal exchanges. 言语治疗实习生接受培训，学习小心使用定时提示来鼓励个案进行口语交流。Prompt 也可以当动词，意思是提示、催促。譬如 ，They prompt each other using their own cues during a performance.他们在表演过程中使用各自的暗号互相提示。Prompt 还可以当形容词哦，意思是准时的或是迅速的。譬如 ，Ben is known for being prompt. He is never late for his business appointments. Ben 以准时闻名，他从不迟到商务约会。Okay, that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Did a student use that chatbot? Let's find out.
We read here, 10 minutes later, Dean and Ivy were in the computer lab digging through the chatbot's log data. If you dig through something, friends, it means that you search carefully through it.
Yeah, you might dig through old photos at your parents' house. They were digging through the chatbot's log data. Let's define that word chatbot. This is a computer program that seems like it can talk to you.
Yeah, so for example, many websites use chatbots for customer service. And as you know, friends, as AI is becoming more and more popular, there are more and more websites and apps that can act as chatbots. You can put information into them and they will talk back to you.
We're looking at the chatbot's log data. This is recorded information about activity on the program.
Okay, and here's an example of how you can use log data in a sentence. The app will log data automatically.
All right, we continue on here. Sure enough, they struck gold. This means they found what they were looking for. Dozens of prompts had been fed into the system, each tied to the same login name.
Yeah, and not only this, there were timestamps. A timestamp is a mark that shows the exact time that something happened. This can be on photos or data on a computer.
Yeah, you could also think of your messaging app. Often next to each text message, there will be a timestamp.
And the timestamps that Dean and Ivy found lined up perfectly with the letters. What does lined up mean?
All right, so things arranged neatly together. Especially here, we're talking about in time. It was the right time when someone might have used it and then given out those letters.
Another situation we might use this for is when someone is talking about a situation that happened. Their facts might line up with the information you already know. All right, so these timestamps lined up perfectly with the letters, friends. What does this mean? Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow to find out, because right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 it 加 be 动词 加 important 加 that 子句句型 用来表示某件事情是重要或必要或是合理的。 其中 it 为虚主词，真正主词是后面的that子句，表示具体的内容或要求，也可以使用should加动词，表示建议、义务或理想情况。但是在现代英文中，should常被省略。除了important，使用类似结构的形容词还包括urgent紧急的、essential或vital不可或缺的。 Mandatory, imperative, 强制性的。来看这个例句。 It is essential that every applicant submit the required documents on time. 每位申请者务必准时提交所需的文件。All
right, friends, we have reached the end of the first half of this lesson that has Dean and Ivy investigating all of these love letters that have ended up in people's lockers.
Yes, they have. It is a strange situation. It seems like all these letters came from the same person, and we found out at the end of our lesson, they probably used this special chatbot in the computer lab. But the one thing we haven't figured out yet is exactly why they would want to do this.
Yeah, we have no suspect and we have no motive yet, friends, but I bet those are things we're going to find out in our article tomorrow. Make sure you come back and join us for that. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.